The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
Welcome to chilloverradio.net.
Warning! The following program is about beer. It contains mature subject matter. It has been known to feature bombastic buffoonery, humiliating humor, iniquitous information, repugnant repartee, sinful shenanigans, and vulgar verbiage. It's a show about beer. It's not an electronic babysitter for your children while you go off and play house with your neighbor, or your neighbor's wife, or your neighbor's goat. In other words, this ain't the Disney Channel. It's a show about beer. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Today's show has been sponsored and supported by OBSBeers.com, ChillLoverRadio.net, Colorado Hot.
His butthole so loose, it's a continuous fart.
Is there a continuous fart back there?
Continuous fart. Oh, he's having a seizure, my bad.
He's drooling a little bit. He's having a stroke.
This is a good intro, though.
I love it.
I was just testing the sound, but I can keep all of this.
Trust me, I already know. Alright.
Should I just go in with my animal facts?
Let's get right into the show, bud.
Let's get right into the show. I'm not even going to quit recording. Check this out.
Hey.
Check this out.
Hey.
So, I was on Reddit as usual because that's my favorite place to find
out
about animals.
Wait, you gotta start over again because Ron's being silly. I was telling
you. We have an intro. I don't need, you know.
I know, but you. Okay. It's gonna be so abrupt with the noise.
No, I'll do it radio style.
I'm just saying.
Hey, you're tuned in here with the Beard and the Dread Man. We're gonna tell you some cool animal facts. We're up on here with Reddit. User number. Okay, I don't remember. I lost my source on this.
Hey, hold on.
Anyway,
Before you get right into the animal talk, I've got Nolan Richardson on Twitch right now. It says, tell me what's really going on. Nolan Rich, back up in this. I'm ready. What's Hanninerin?
Hannin?
Hanninen.
Hannin.
Hannin.
Oh, was Hannin?
Happening. Sounds like somebody. So y'all know what the fuck he wrote?
Yeah.
It's H-A-N-N-E-N-I-N.
Yeah, was Hannin.
Hannin. Oh, instead of saying Hannin, was Hannin.
Who did that? Hannin. Who did that? What rapper was that? Was Hannin? Was that like Ying Yang Twins or was that?
Yeah, it's Hood. It's real Hood.
But there was a
Ying Yang did a lot of dumb shit though.
Don't do this. Wow. Ying Yang did a lot
black
of great
people?
Shit.
I know, but I'm saying their sayings were kind of like.
Hey, hold on. Okay, no, I wanted to acknowledge Mr. Richardson for coming in.
What's
happening? Because he's saying.
It's usually Hannin, yeah.
He said it's from Soulja Boy.
Oh.
Boys and girls from around the world, it's time for random, morbid, cute animal facts. That have nothing to do with beer.
Random fucked up suck my dick facts. Animal facts, I mean. Sorry, I get animals and suck my dick
right.
Mixed up, as you would. So I found out something about fucking hyenas. Okay, that's not the poop fact, it's the dick fact. So the fucking They're the bitches. Okay, that's. We'll edit this.
People who think bitches are animals. They're dogs.
Yeah, they
are
dogs.
We're talking about hyenas. So
they're closer to cats.
Well, women aren't.
They are.
I just read that in this.
Wait, what are they called?
They're closer to cats
than dogs.
Than dogs.
Yeah, they're felines.
Yeah. Well, they're like in the middle, but yeah, they're closer to cats.
What the?
They're
fuck?
Weird.
Yeah, guys,
I didn't read
their...
all of that, but I but okay, I read so actually they're closer.
So
to cats.
So then they would be thotienas. Thotienas. Hey,
thotienas.
Thotien.
No.
What did you do?
He's fucking with you in the back of your head.
God
while I'm
damn it!
He
shit.
Violated my vape juice. Okay.
Yeah. What is he?
It's funny because Ron's gonna be this mythical silent creature like the Stig.
Just, I know.
Just.
Okay, so let's get back to the
much
thotienas.
Better when he's silent. I don't know where to put these headphones with all this hair.
Okay, so thotienas.
The thotienas, they have huge clitorises.
Oh, that's hot.
So what? They look like dicks.
Okay, but they're not.
They're called pseudo penises.
On
I'm
the
dead ass.
So they're on T.
A quick jut off of that is they've also evolved, or they've one of them. They're one of the animals to evolve to. It's like really hard to unconsensually have sex with the females, like, you know, dogs and everything. They're just like, it's time, and then they start fucking. Hyenas, it's when they say it's go time, it's go time. But also,
oh,
it's a very short animal fact. But since they, go ahead.
So the females tell the males when it's go time.
Yeah, I don't. Well, I don't know who does all the flirting and that shit.
But
you know
when
what
it's
I mean?
Ready to go, you need to be.
They
ready
have
to
allow it though.
Oh,
like,
so they're not just
going to
stand there and be like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, they can't, like, a cat is basically just always being raped. Like, have you ever seen cat sex?
Yeah,
it's absolutely miserable. They have spikes on
their
dicks.
Dick? Yeah, exactly.
So that way,
they can't get away.
Right.
I'm going to give you this baby.
They're the definition of a predator and also a sexual predator.
And those are felines.
Yeah.
Wow. All right,
so.
And
we
keep them in our house. Anyway, but these motherfuckers, yeah, they have to let you in, basically.
Okay.
And, the last part of that is, that means they give birth through a dick.
Because of the pseudo penis.
Yeah. So they give birth through the thing.
Oh, wow. So,
and somebody. Let me see if I can pull up an image. Let me see if I can pull up an image.
You're a dick baby, bro.
So that means they.
Not a badge.
You
come out through a pseudo penis.
It's a pseudo dick baby.
So at one point in time.
You're a clit baby.
Shut the fuck up.
They had the biggest penis of that.
Okay, so
look, somebody said they don't look kind of like penises. They look exactly like penises.
That looks like a fucking
hold
look
on,
dick.
I gotta say this. Hold on.
They do. They look
Yo.
Exactly like penises.
Wow.
Look, I can't tell which one. If you're not looking at which is male and female, you don't know which one. Oh, okay, that one is a little bit longer, but that's it.
That's the male.
Wait, is that normal? They just hang out like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Damn, snakes in
okay,
the grass.
Okay, so guys, you can actually Google a picture of these penises.
Yeah, go
or
to...
a pseudo penis and a regular penis of the hyena.
Yeah, go ahead and look
and,
that up.
And what's the source, like, if they want to see...
This one's on hyenaproject.files.wordpress.com. I don't know how much of that you need to type in,
but that's
I'm not going to give you the whole goddamn link because it's a bunch of numbers. But
you know what? That actually
the picture's
really...
by Oliver Honer.
I like the arrows. Like, this is the dick.
Oliver Honer, more like Oliver Boner. Shout out, Ollie. Hit me up on Twitter.
Oh.
Hey.
He's a good.
Can't wait to die. All
he
right,
takes
guys.
Good dick pics, man.
All right. Well, I'll catch you on the other side with another. I tried to think of a rhyme. Oh, shit. That rhymed.
Well, damn. Well, there's your daily dose of. Random, morbid, cute animal facts that have nothing to do with beer. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Frank and the Beer News.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Hey, guys, just to let you guys know, this is not Frank. This is Cash.
Despite, don't pay attention to that intro.
No, listen to the intro. I want
it
them
was
to
a
be
good
disappointed.
Intro. You want,
them,
oh.
I want to
you
disappoint
the,
them. Like, well,
the
where's Frank? Well, we ain't got it on today's episode.
Right. Frank's not here, but I'm here. Can I talk?
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Ron, our intern fluffer.
It's probably
to make
best
everyone
you don't hear
feel
him.
Good on the show.
You do a great job, bro.
He's
thank
the
you.
Now, bro. Don't say nothing. What's your fact?
I'll get into that.
All right, Pippin, go ahead. Cash.
All right.
Introduce yourself. Let everybody know who you are.
My name's Cash.
Hey, Cash.
Are you
hey, Cash.
All that's right, half of my
you.
Last name.
So what's your source? You going to cite your source?
Yeah.
Okay, so who's the source for you? What are we talking about?
You gonna let me get to it?
Yes.
Yeah? All right. This is coming off of Fox.
Are you gonna get to it?
It's coming off of Fox News by Amy Liu. I don't know how to say her last name. L-I-E-U.
I ghostwrite for her, so Lau, this might be my article.
Liu. Low. Anyways.
Okay, so this is Fox News?
This is Fox News.
Okay, cool.
All right, I mean...
Interesting choice. No, just
so
playing.
FoxNews.com?
FoxNews.com.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
By Lisa Liu?
By Amy Liu.
Oh, Amy Liu?
Amy Liu.
Sorry, yeah, Amy Liu.
By Juicy Liu.
Is it like Juicy Liu?
No.
She's kind of
nice.
By
Juicy Fruit, the company, they wrote this? They sponsored this?
They did. They sponsored
it. I hate their candy.
Everything.
You hate Juicy Fruit gum?
I just hate anything with the word juicy in it.
It makes me want it.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so you're going to get into the article or not?
Yeah.
What's Juice Boost?
No, we're asking you about the article.
All right, so...
Hold on, I got to move the mic. It's going to make a weird sound. Go ahead.
Have you ever been at the bar and want to be kind of posh and drink some wine?
Can you spell posh?
P-O-S-H.
Thank you.
And also... drink some beer like a bro,
okay,
but you're worried about a hangover. No? Okay, that's
I mean,
fine.
Not me personally,
anyways,
but
saying if
I'm
at the bar,
uh-huh.
I go to the bar to sit down,
mm-hmm.
and I want to drink a beer,
yes,
but I'm worried about the hangover.
Yes. If you mix the beer and the wine together.
Okay, mix the beer and the wine mm-hmm. together, but I'm worried about a hangover. Okay, yeah. See where we're going. Okay.
Yeah. So,
I'll mix anything, dog. Last night, I mixed bath salts and heroin. You think I give a fucking shit?
Dude.
Think I give a fucking shit? I'll fight you right now.
And you still have the skin on your face. That's crazy.
Barely.
So, about this, I don't want to have a hangover.
No, you don't want to have it. Okay, so anyways, the headline is, drinking beer or wine first has no effect on severity of hangover. All right. So... I mean, I don't know if this is really a thought for you guys, but I thought it was pretty cool. Yeah.
Go ahead.
So I guess British and German researchers sought out to test a theory of what I just said.
Okay, gotcha.
All right. Scientists took 90 people aged between 19 and 40. 19?
Well, because
it's
in
Europe.
Europe.
Okay.
You have them all the way down to 16, depending on the region you're in.
16?
All
right.
So they took 90 people between the age of 19 and 40, split them into three groups for the study.
Them. Okay, three groups for the study. Gotcha.
The first group drank 2.5 pints of lager, followed by 4 large glasses of white wine.
All right.
The second group had the same amount in reverse order. And a third group acted as a control group and only had beer or wine. After a week, the first two groups switched their drinks.
Okay.
All right. So it's very controlled. The results of the study were measured by a questionnaire, which found that the order of the drinks did not make a significant difference in the hangover scores, according to the BBC. So, nothing happens.
Don't you think we should have a better way to measure hangovers than people
filling out a questionnaire? I can actually help out with this article. So, for those that are worried about hangovers from mixing, stay away from the sugary shit. It's the sugar that gives you the hangover.
And is it true you stay hydrated enough?
You
if you're drinking enough water,
enough.
Right?
Yeah.
You drink like a bottle of water, then do your thing.
Right.
Drink some water. Like what I sometimes do if I'm out and about, like today I had to go do some errands, and I stopped off at this craft beer house. And so I was going to get a glass of water, and I wanted to try two beers. And so what I did was I would sip, water, sip. People thought I was cleansing my palate.
Mm.
No, I was just having full water versus the not polluted water, but the mixed water. So.
Makes sense.
So anybody that's worried about mixing, just stay away from sugary things. So
yeah,
no.
They said nothing about liquor, though.
No, they
just
did not.
Just wine and beer, so. Yeah.
So, you got to stay away from the sugary wines.
Yeah.
Like the Moscatos. That's what gives you that hangover.
Yeah.
It's the sugar, so. That's a pretty cool little fun fact, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like that?
I think it's pretty sexy.
So, now did you learn something about what Amy Liu said from Fox News?
Yeah, so pretty much it doesn't fucking matter. Do what you want to do.
Oh, okay. I like that.
America
from the BBC.
Nothing is real. It's all a lie.
It is.
Where do you find OBS beers? Google that shit.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode, I think it's 84?
Yeah.
Man, it's a long time. And on today's show, we've got a very special guest. We have Mr. Ron. We haven't spoke to you in a long time, so thank you for coming in for today's show.
You're welcome.
I like that. He brings his own sound effects. And we have the one, the only Mr. Cash, a.k.a. Drop Your Pants, a.k.a. That's What I Do, a.k.a. Every Day, All Day, a.k.a. If you don't know what I have around my neck, you better fucking get with Disney, a.k.a. Daddy Long Dick, a.k.a. Oh, shit, with the echo. It's Cash, guys.
You guys must have looked me up on Wikipedia, because that's a lot of AKAs, bro.
It's a lot, bro. Do what it do.
AKA my dad.
AKA your dad.
I brought the DNA test.
Right.
Oh, did you?
To prove it, yeah.
Fair enough. Welcome, my dude. It's
What's
good
up?
To have you. We're also running live. If you guys want to check us live, we're running on twitch.tv/OBSBeers2014. And so during the show, I will be reading comments. Everybody pretty much knows the format. If I have to interrupt, let me interrupt. And there it is. And on today's show, we're going to be revisiting two beers.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got another beer that we can talk about, which is going to be pretty interesting. So it's kind of a controlled show. So we're going to be doing a blonde ale, an IPA, and a stout.
Have I had them too? You said revisiting. So
two of them you have. So we have two from Great Basin.
How many? Three?
Yeah, we have three. I have two from Great Basin. And then I have one.
Great Basin. Hey, let me give a shout out to Great Basin. There's the best beer in all of the Great Basin. All of the North Nevada. All of it. They're fucking killing it, my brother. They're out there, rain and snow, sleet and cum all on their face. They love it. They don't give a fucking bloody hell, mate. They're God killing damn. That out there in the Reno, Sparks, Tahoe, whatever the fuck area. What, I don't know. I don't know all the shit over there.
It happens. It's all right, bro.
Geography.
Big ups. I'm big ups
right there.
Big ups.
Did my face turn red?
Quick mods.
It turned extremely red. I liked it. I liked it. It's a beautiful thing.
Very serious.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks. I try.
Nina says here, a.k.a. Daddy Long Dick, smiley face with the blap with the teardrops. How did they know my nickname for you, Cash, is what she says. What's funny, guys, is you'll see Nina kind of talking a lot. We actually don't even know who Nina is, but she's a huge fan.
Oh, we already have Ron on it. What do you think this laptop is for? He's investigating every single person in the chat.
All I know
is
this, she has this massive crush on Cash. But they don't never met. She's from Washington.
She can get it though.
She can get it though. You seen it?
They've never traded pictures. No numbers.
Oh,
no,
he doesn't even care.
They don't. Yeah,
he just loves the loyalty.
Yeah, it's like thanks for
loyalty.
So, all right. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna get right into it in just a moment. Any final words, gentlemen, on what we're doing? Are you excited, Cash, for being on the show with us for the first time?
Yes, I am. I'm very thirsty, so let's get this going.
All right, Ron. Any final thoughts?
Don't ask him.
Okay, never mind. I'm done.
See,
your handler is controlling.
It's not going to be good. We'll get you some water.
Do you need some water? Yeah, we'll get you some
water
right now.
Bro?
I'll get it. He'll knock something over.
All right, guys, we're going to be right back with the first beer.
Never heard of OBS beers? Google that shit.
All right.
Coming up first, right now, guys, we're going to be talking about Diamond Knot Craft Brewing.
Oh.
Yeah. This is a Washington beer. These guys are coming out of...
Give me your glasses.
Mukilteo, Washington. Check them out at diamondknot.com. It's a pretty simple thing, and it's just their blonde ale at 4.2% ABV. I'm going to go ahead and show everybody right now on Twitch what the can looks like.
Is a Burnett ale a thing?
That would be a red. It would be an amber ale. Would be your brew.
Oh, a redhead, a crossfire ale, if you will.
Bump it down. Who it is?
I'm Dale.
Today's show's been brought to you by.
That seems like a lot.
Thank you.
Oh, well, you guys switch glasses. Actually, that's cool.
Let me see. Well, we'll see who else.
There we go.
You're so kind.
All right, gentlemen, as for the show, let's get down to the smell.
Let's smell the shit out of it, Key.
Yeah. All right, we're going to start off with you, Sean.
It reminds me of the goddamn ocean. It's like refreshing, I guess, kind of salty, I guess, but only in I don't know how to describe it.
No, oceanic. It's nothing wrong. Like a beach.
I'm getting citrus, but also a little bit of funk. Somewhere.
Okay.
A little bit of stank.
Like someone left an orange peel out for a day.
All right. Now they're off that. Ron, what you got for me on the smell, my dude?
Oh, God, we're going to ask him, huh? Here. Well, I can't move the mic, so go fuck yourself.
I think they can hear me. I'm pretty good talking loud.
I'm going to try anyway. I'm over.
Honestly.
God damn it. Don't say
it. It smells really foamy.
Okay, cool.
Like, it smells like,
it's like a father with a bad child.
Little faith.
Yeah, can't you...
You expect the worst.
No, I'm with him 24-7.
It smells like it's like foamy and hoppy. It smells like something my dad would have drank when I was younger.
Okay.
He abused me.
If you didn't know,
that's fine. You know, you seem to be okay now.
He drank citrus.
Sounds like you worked
that
out.
Yeah, he seems great now.
Sounds like you worked it out.
You don't know what a Heineken bottle feels like.
You're okay. You're all right.
He said, you don't know. I feel fine.
Ricky said, oh, poor guy. Mm. All right, Cash, what you got?
No, fuck him.
You got him what?
I know his dad is great.
Because he wasn't your dad.
He's just got a funny
Cash, what'd you get on the smell,
bro? Kind of citrusy. Smells kind of soapy. And it's kind of stank. All right. A little stank going on.
That's pretty much it. It's got your citrus notes of a little bit of orange and lemon. It does smell foamy. And it does just smell like a regular old beer. Like it's just,
I thought you were going to say oregano.
Stank. Oregano.
Oregano.
Tune in next week when we talk about oregano.
It's basically a pizza.
No.
Let's just round it up. It's a pizza.
This is a simple smell, guys. There's really nothing to it. It is what it is. So it's just a simple beer. So let's find out how does it taste, though. So let's do it. Cheers to taste, guys.
I'm going to put it in my mouth.
Yeah, not really much. A little honey. A little lemon lime. Like lemon lime peel. Kind of tastes just like a more lemon lime Budweiser. There's not really much going on here.
No, not really.
It's weedy, bready, yeasty, sweet. So I'm getting a lot of that honey nectar. You know what? This beer is just designed to be cold and cracked. That's it. Nothing more about it. Nothing. It's not bad.
Yeah, you could use some crack in it. Is that
absolutely
what you meant?
Yes.
Take it to the next level.
Yeah, you could smoke this
level
beer.
Level up, level up.
In a rock
level
form.
Up, level up.
You can vape it, bro.
Put it in your vape. It's not hitting right, man.
Why isn't it hitting right? These clouds
suck. Hey, why don't you fix my coils? I think my coils ain't hitting, bro. I need some new cotton.
They're broke.
I'm just naming general vape stuff. I don't know anything
it's
about
okay.
vapes.
Neither do I. Collins I was
busted.
Learning from you. I'm like, this sounds epic.
You vape, or you did.
I have a vape.
Yeah, I never
people,
see you use
when
it.
When we're live, people go, do you vape, bro? And then I hold it up, and then they shut up, and then I put it back down.
I'm his vape consultant.
I gave it all to someone who actually
needed it
to actually quit smoking, and so it was a move, and nobody was really using it, so I ended up.
Get out of here. We don't need him without him like a good guy.
Oh,
yeah, you need to act more.
Well, let's just
like
get back to the
person.
Fucking beer then. Okay, what did you?
We
taste?
Can fuck the beer.
No, that's fine. That's a different podcast.
There's not going to be a whole lot of feeling going on.
Wait,
there.
Which podcast is this? This isn't Fuck the Beer.
We're talking about beer.
This is Open Bottle Talk.
Open Bottle Talk. So what did you get on your tasting?
That is going to change my answer.
Well, good.
By a
put
lot.
It back in your mouth.
Well, let me just
don't
zip
ask
that
him
back
twice.
Up. And what was it? The taste?
We're on the taste.
Yeah, it's super like watery. I get like more lime for me than lemon. And then, you know, it's there. That's
all
it.
All right. I'm going to probably kick myself in the ass. Ron, how'd that taste go there, buddy?
I'm sorry. Hold on.
All right.
Oh, you didn't taste it? You did taste it. You forgot. Okay. I was like, I watched you taste it.
Even though it's a light beer, or like just like a light colored beer, it's it tastes very citrusy and dark.
Okay.
You like it dark, don't you?
Yeah, my dad's pretty dark. He's Puerto Rican.
How did I end up twisting this whole thing?
Hey guys. Oh my god.
Is that camera in frame? Okay.
Yeah, don't move it ever again.
I didn't mean to.
Everyone left the room on that Puerto Rican joke. Okay. Since you're Puerto Rican, Cash.
Yes, sir.
Go
are you
ahead.
Puerto Rican?
I'm Samoan. Anyways. Okay. I'm Polynesian.
You should taste them. Go ahead. Right,
it would stop it.
I taste like Hawaiian Pog from the waist down.
Whoa.
Anyways.
Do you have free samples? Out of respect.
No, it's kind of serve yourself, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. We can wait. We'll wait till after the cast, after the apostrophe cast.
You know what it kind of reminds me of? It's kind of salty. It reminds me of like the lemon Lucas a little bit, you know, little yellow packets.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, that's what it reminds me of. It's kind of salty.
That's a good one.
Lemony. And there's not a whole lot going on. It's kind of, it's just watery.
Yeah, it's just a beer.
It's just like you put it in your mouth to swallow.
Is that a Polynesian thing, mangoes?
No, it's not.
Okay.
That's a Puerto Rican thing.
Yeah.
That's just like you.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, with that said, Sean, give it a grade and let's get move on to the next beer, bud.
I'll give it a 2.6 because it exists. Because it exists. Because it exists. 2.6 because it exists.
21 deported. Go ahead.
Let me get a big ups to my homie 21, my big homie 21 from he's the upper home. North side. He's out home. Here coming home, coming out of the United States, from across the pond, from the colonies.
Big ups for True.
Hey, he's not a Yank no more, he's going back home.
All right, Ron, what's that's your grade right. for the beer, bud?
Sorry.
Out of what again?
It's
1 out of 5.
1 out of 5.
Okay, I'm going to give it a 5 because it brings back very quaint memories of my dad.
Okay, fair nice. Enough.
Great.
I knew it.
Are Cass, we, how are you going to top
have
that?
Do you have word from Chill yet? Are we canceled yet?
I don't even think we're allowed back.
No, just, yeah, so we're not allowed back. We're doing this for fun.
Yeah, we're doing this because we're time filling and we don't want to be home with our families. So, yeah, right. Cash.
My wife beats me.
So is that how we're
so we're definitely
write?
Canceled. We're so we're out. Canceled. We're out completely. We just here's got the official letter. Common. It's stamped by the president. How the fuck?
Yeah. What is this letter? All right, Cash.
Wait. Trump would have supported this movie.
Yeah, that's right. He's pushing to keep it going.
Until he found out I was Puerto Rican.
Oh God.
Are you? What are? Are you Puerto Rican? What are? Stop jumping around. I'm confused.
He would have just stood on the top. Of
or
the
are
table
you all of them?
Paper towels towards you.
Are you all
that's
of them?
That's true. All right. So Cash. So what do you got to grade on this beer?
I'm going to give this a 2.3.
Okay.
Yeah, it's drinkable, but it's not anything crazy. I wouldn't hand it to my friends. I'll drink it in silence on the beach crying to myself. Yeah.
Fair enough. What? So for me, I'm just going to give this a 3. It definitely brings nothing to the party. It is just a beer for you to crush and crack open. That's it. That's all you do is you just crack it and crush it. There's just drink it. It's just for cold climate. It's nice, but it's not like complex and things that people are used to. I think it's a great start. I've never had anything from Diamond Knot, so I think it works out best because if I had other things from them and I go backwards, I usually give them like a different grade. So Diamond Knot, this is a really nice beer for those that are just chilling and having a beer. All right, we'll be right back.
Don't ask me where to find OBS beers. Google that shit.
All right, guys, we're coming up to, I know me and Sean have been to the facility. Good times up there. Several times we were up
there.
Yeah,
we went to the orgy locker.
And thanks to Cash, you've been sampling a lot of Great Basin with me. And I'm kind of bringing this one up to kind of get your insight on this beer.
Got you.
And it's also one of Sean's favorite styles, so we're also here to watch his face. All right, so what we're going to be talking about is one of Great Basin. Out of Sparks and Reno, Northern Nevada. It is one of their flagships, the Ichthyosaurus Icky IPA.
Oh, so you were being sarcastic.
This is... This is 6.4% alcohol by volume. And for more information, check out GreatBasinBrewingCo.com. These guys have been really good to us. Love them on the show. They have been huge supporters since the moment Mr. Dave Miller... sought us out and actually invited us to come out there. We've got some really good podcasting and recordings from out there. Also, big shout out to Mr. Jazz Aldrin and Mr. Garrett, by the way. Garrett's their marketing gentleman, mm-hmm. and Jazz is their sales rep that I go through out here. And that's why we always have a fridge full of Great Basin, and which now you buy.
Yes, I do.
You buy some of the stout, which we'll be talking about next, but you have fell in love with this brewery.
I have. It's my go home after work and drink beer.
I love that. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, and I know, Sean, you enjoy their sours. I remember me and you.
Yeah,
we were
I was
doing it by the
that's
pints.
What you were talking about. I thought you had some sours, some sour from
well,
them.
Well,
I
like your sour
shit.
Face.
Yeah. And so, then I was like, wait, why did I, when he says he knows he likes my face, it's when it's a IPA or something.
Yeah, but I don't think you've had any problems with any of that stuff like that. And what? Ron, have you ever had any Great Basin before?
You ever had any beer by Great Basin Brewery?
Oh, no.
Okay,
this is the
it's this one right here.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm showing you the glass. Like it's
oh, yeah, I had that.
Like you can see through it.
So you okay?
This
so
is
you're
the one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or it's this one.
These are the folks in Reno.
But we're just this one. Oh. All right, so here we go, guys. Cheers to the smell.
They look great.
Well, thank you. All right.
Yep.
Hey, you already know, huh?
You know, yeah.
Okay. I don't really want to talk about this one. It's already been recorded that I've talked about it, so I'd rather get your guys' insight on this beer, so.
I will go first.
Okay, you want to go first?
I want to go first.
Okay, you go first.
It smells icky.
Nice, dude.
No, but it smells...
like Iggy Azalea.
Oh, plot twists.
I don't like that
this
one.
This isn't a blonde ale.
I don't like that one.
I thought T.I. was...
Nobody does. Nobody does. No one likes that one.
But it smells citrusy. It's like a citrus melody going on. And it smells very hoppy. And it smells very inviting. I want to put it in my mouth right now.
You sound so happy about that.
That's my happy voice.
Ron, what you got on the smell bud?
I'm going to be honest, man. It smells a little... it has like a defining character of hops.
Okay.
What the fuck?
I like that. Shut up, Sean. Let the man go.
I just feel like he's talking bullshit.
No,
just...
let him go.
I am.
Let him free.
I
if
am.
He comes back, you know you guys are meant to
okay.
be.
Okay.
It's like a puckering aroma.
Okay.
Just saying.
Shut up over there. Go ahead, Ron. Give it to him. All right. Okay. All right.
I googled beer tasting.
Okay. All right. All right. Sean.
I knew it. He was just
Sean.
Fucking picking random
Sean,
shit.
Sean, you're go, dude.
I could see through the. I could see through it.
I'm crying. It tastes good.
It smells like...
It smells good?
It smells good.
Okay, I'm like, wait, where are we at?
Smell and taste
it?
Not yet.
It smells good.
Okay.
It smells... Wait. You gotta wait. It's part of the process, Ron. Fuck! What were we doing?
Smell.
It smells like someone poured beer down a tree bark.
Tortilla soup.
Okay, I like it.
It smells like tortilla soup. Okay, there you go. He came with some... That was real.
That was real.
Tortilla soup.
Now that it sounds more like you, bro.
Yes.
I only know about...
Because he's Puerto Rican.
From your uncle?
Tortilla soup.
From that guy you pulled up.
From the guy you pulled up. Okay, so gentlemen, without further ado...
You pulled him?
Not my uncle. You know what? We're talking about that.
Okay.
Let's get down to the taste. Let's do the taste.
I'm sweating. I want to die.
It's fine.
Yeah. Death and Depression is such an appropriate name for this
mm-hmm.
show.
I'd like to go first.
Oh, by all means.
Don't,
remember, again, guys, I can't
do
talk.
Anything stupid.
As of right now, guys, I can't talk about this beer. I've already talked about this, so I kind of wanted to give everybody's insight. No, leave the camera on you.
It moved a little.
You're good. Leave it where it's at.
It has a, like,
all I can hear is you scratching your titties.
No, I'm not reading that, even though I could see floral citrusy. It's,
He's such a piece of fucking shit.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
It has like a, like a watered down Mountain Dew taste to it. Like,
okay.
It tastes like... Yeah, it tastes like the crushed up bones of adolescence.
All right. Sean, you're up, bud.
God damn it!
Loosen. Oh, there you go. You're good.
Is that still good?
Yeah, you're. Turn it just a little. Yeah, you're sexy. Thank you.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
Don't know. We don't have enough tape.
Okay.
Enough tape.
We don't have enough tape for this free ride.
It's all digital. We don't have enough of the fucking reams.
We don't have enough to tape.
Well, I have asthma. Now I'm having a goddamn asthma attack.
Good for you.
My blood pressure's through the roof.
I have an inhaler in the car if you need it, bro.
That's so sweet of you. I'm okay, though. Right. That's so nice of
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
You're such a better asthmatic than me. Okay, anyway.
I try.
Nice.
I don't want to see you die.
Man, I don't... You know how it tastes. Why do you want to make me go through this every time?
It's the process.
It tastes like a fucking... You know, like... Like Ichthyosaurus or Ichthyosaurus? Ichthyosaurus?
Sticky icky.
That's cool. That's cool. It's... Let me see it. I want to see how you spell it. Sorry. Sorry to be a pain in the penis, in the hyena dick, in the pseudo-penis.
In the pseudo-penis.
That's called a callback,
it's
folks.
It's a giant clit. It's so big, it's called a pseudo-penis.
Yeah. Ichthyosaur. So it's not saurus, just ichthyosaur. Ichthyosaur. Okay. Yeah, all
right.
Yeah. Thank you.
No, you can leave it right there. All that's right. Fine.
I'll just put it. I'll balance it on my head.
So would you like it? It's I mean, distinct, not extinct.
What? Is that what it says on it?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, dude, you need to call them up and sell that to them
right
away.
Right there on their bottom.
I know.
It's distinct, not extinct.
Yeah.
They
are.
Yeah.
It is extinct, though.
It's like the dinosaur that they used to represent. It's extinct. Yes, that's That's the joke. That's the joke, you fucking idiot. No, that's the yes.
Okay, so Cash, how do
you feel about he's progressive. He thinks he's progressive.
Okay, hold on now. Hold on, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Cash, it's your turn. Uh-huh.
It tastes like a very mellow IPA. Very citrusy, very hoppy, a little soapy. Kind of watery, swished around, and it's very foamy.
Oh, nice.
There's not that much of a bite to it either. For, you know, an IPA, I know some people are scared when they see IPA because they think they're going to, like, bite their tongue off to make the bitter stop. But it's pretty inviting, and I like it.
That's fine.
He turned to y'all like, y'all going to get
That's
raped.
That's perfectly fine.
All right, fair enough. All right, let's give you guys a grade. How'd you guys feel about this beer?
I feel like I've rated this before, but I don't remember.
No, that's a perfect rate. All right, Cash, what do you have for me?
At least
keep it up, Sean.
I'm gonna give this one a 4. It's above average for like a for an IPA for me because it doesn't make me want to punch myself in the face when I take a sip of it.
Okay.
So I think it could be like a daily IPA drinkage thing.
All right, and Ron.
Honestly, I'm gonna give it like a 2.6, 2.5.
Okay.
I don't like the dog taste in it.
It's a dog?
I said dog.
What?
Dawn.
Oh, the
I thought he said
the cleaner taste.
The dish soap. That's an IPA thing, right?
It's an IPA thing, yeah. All right, nothing wrong with that, all right.
Since it's an IPA?
Yeah.
That's an IPA.
See, I'm fucking smart. Google told me some shit.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Stop Googling shit.
Google that shit.
Look at this shit.
Craft beer slang.
One new message.
Ooh, from a lady.
Hi, Tom. I'm calling to let you know this isn't working out for me. I need more out of life than just sitting on your couch drinking horrible, fizzy light beer. I want to meet new people, have some excitement, and most of all, have some flavor in my beer. I finally found the place that can give me all the things I need, Tom. Rev Winery and Brewing Company. It's freeway close in the San Gabriel Valley with a full range of outstanding handcrafted beers like the Rolling Hard Stout and AK Manganero, which is an IPA infused with delicious mango and spicy habanero. And if I feel like something different, Rev is SGV's first and only organic winery with fantastic wines like their Sangiovese and Symphony. Quite simply, Rev has everything I ever wanted, Tom. Have a good time on your couch watching TV and drinking your light beer. If you want to find me, I'll be with all my girlfriends and new guy friends at Rev. Goodbye, Tom.
Rev Winery and Brewing Company, a 30-minute drive or less from Los Angeles, Long Beach, or Orange County at 1580 West San Bernardino Road, Covina, California. The San Gabriel Valley's first and only organic winery and brewery, open at noon 6 days a week. Check us on the web at revbrewingco.com. Rev Brewing, reminding you to always brew responsibly.
It's the Open Bottle Society, the ultimate craft beer community. Stories, you'll find them here. Beer reviews, education, and more. OBSbeers.com is who you're looking for.
Let's get going on. Alright guys, we're up for the last beer again. I cannot talk about these. We have already discussed these.
Did you put cyanide in this one so I can finally fucking end this?
Why would I do that to you?
No fucking reason.
I like your torture.
Alright.
All right, guys, we're going to be talking about Great Basin.
Yeah.
What happened?
So he looks like he's slowly dying inside. I see the life leaving his eyes ever so subtly.
That's what I'm talking about. So we have Great Basin's Outlaw Milk Stout. This is coming in at 5.2% out of Sparks in Reno, Nevada, greatbasinbrewingco.com. These guys, this is actually my personal favorite. This one, we keep fully stocked on the set. And so, Cash, you do pick these up, correct?
I've drank a lot of these already, bro.
Oh, yeah. We have tons of these on the set.
Here and at home.
Yes, sir.
Just shut the fuck up, Ron.
Yeah, Ron.
Dude, it's actually good.
Just
so.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah. No, stop taking the lesser one. God damn it.
All right, so let's get down to it. Again, I'm going to let these guys handle it. Sean, you're up first with the smell.
All right. What the? Is that real?
Sound effects brought to you by Frog in the Throat. Check out Frog in the Throat by PBS.
Was dick in the throat.
That was a snapping turtle in your throat.
Alligator snapping turtle, a whole 50 pounds.
This smells like someone poured coffee into a milkshake.
Okay, so
Jamocha shake?
What I would compare it to is like they poured it into like a Slim Fast shake.
Okay.
You know, the smell of like the chocolate that's kind of and fake, protein, but it's still good.
And the protein in there and stuff.
Yeah, that weird powdery smell, but also the coffee. Like, got they you. Just pour coffee grounds in one of those bitches.
All right, Mr. Ron.
It reminds me of working at Starbucks.
No, you say Starbucks. Did you say Starbucks? If it reminds you of the Starbucks, it reminds you of Starbucks.
Yeah.
So it's like,
so a lot of coffee and different like sweet fragrances.
Yeah, because I worked at the one in the ghetto, and like I used to go by the
it's in my neighborhood. Thanks.
And then like when we threw the coffee grounds away, like the old coffee grounds, and like I would throw the bag up, and it just like spilled all over me. Like it smelled like me and coffee grounds. That's what this smells like.
Okay, fair enough. Cash.
It smells like a chocolate chip cookie.
Okay, chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah, it's very chocolatey.
Old grounds and Ron and coffee milkshake Slim Fast.
Yeah, it's very chocolatey.
You like it?
And it smells very sweet. And it smells a little vanilla-y also. All
right, fair enough. You guys ready to taste it? Let's get down to it.
I'll put it in my mouth.
I'm going to pour it on my forehead.
On your forehead?
You're going to dribble down your face and just slurp it up?
Just taste it, yeah.
Like your tears?
Mm-hmm.
Off the side?
A lot like my tears.
Got you.
Let's start off with Cash. Let that mull over there with Sean. Cash, how are we experiencing the beer, bud?
A lot better than Sean is right now.
Why not? Let's not worry about him. Right. That's about you, boo-boo.
It tastes like very roasted coffee beans. A little milk chocolate. And it's not very carbonated. It's pretty flat. But it tastes delicious.
Fair enough. All right, Ron, you're up. Ron, you're up.
What do you think about the taste, Ron?
He's
hungry.
Like a dark.
Could you take another swig for me, just to kind of really work that out?
You're gonna have to finish it, so get on it now.
Could you let me know how you? I need to know.
Yeah, it tastes like corned beef hash. Like, it just tastes like a burger.
I don't think you like it.
Nah, not at all.
So what is it that you don't like about it?
I don't like dark chocolate. It tastes like dark chocolate.
Okay, what
it's
else?
Melted into like a beer form.
Okay.
It's very hoppy.
He's like,
it's hoppy to you.
Yeah, hold on. Let me switch tabs real quick.
Okay, what else are you
doing? Stop! Where did the corned beef hash come from? That's all I want to know.
Because the first time I tried corned beef hash, I burnt it.
That's a legit claim right there. The burnt shit at the bottom of a pan.
Okay.
Yeah, and then like, you know, like my dad didn't enforce
the. Okay. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go next.
No, I gotta hear. So your dad didn't enforce any laws.
You know, he's a Vietnam vet, bro. So like,
right.
Sometimes I was the enemy, and you know there was no women over there.
Right.
He always talks about that.
Okay, cool. I really hope
if you had a chocolate bar.
If you had a chocolate bar
in the Vietnam War.
Flashbacks.
Then you're going to get
corned beef hashed bottom
with his wang in your face.
Yeah,
that's
dad.
What they used to call it, corned beef hashed bottom.
Right. Okay. Sean, your turn.
It tastes like someone threw ice cubes in a black cup of coffee and then left it there.
It's those watered down black coffee.
Yeah.
Okay, nothing wrong
and
with
then,
that.
And then like a strong regular coffee aftertaste.
Okay. Okay. So, like it just gets stronger right now and stronger. Instead of rating it real quick, before I get your rate, go ahead and kill what's in your cups because we got to rinse these out, guys. Okay. So I'm going to need you guys to finish what you guys have right now. Ron, if you could kindly please, we're getting ready to rinse these out. If you could
finish
kill
yeah,
your
I'll fucking, rinse them out for finish you guys.
The fucking no, beer. I actually, no, you got to finish it. Finish if you kindly would. No. You got to finish it, bro. We're running live tape right now.
Just finish the fucking
and Great
beer,
Basin's
Ron.
Actually watching, Ron. If you kindly would, could you help us out, please, and just finish your beer, please?
Finish the beer.
I understand.
I finished it.
No, you didn't. No, the camera's on the you. No, you
are.
You
can see you whispering.
You're on camera, bro. I need you to finish that for me. I mean, we're being recorded for the podcast, but we're live on Twitch, and the camera's on you on Twitch. On Twitch, you are.
Show me the camera.
I need you to finish your beer, and then I will.
Finish the goddamn beer, Ron.
We gotta finish the beer, Ron, please. Thank you. All right, guys, go ahead and kill your beers, and then we're gonna...
Finish the fucking
beer. Ron, you gotta finish your beer.
Can we take eyes off of me?
Ron, don't pour it out. You gotta finish. It's only a little bit, dude. Just kill it, dude. So now I know you can't do IPAs and you can't do stouts. Well, maybe in the future we'll find something else for you. I need you to kill it. No, you're not even moving the cup,
you're
Ron.
Less
I
of
can't
a pussy
even
than
look
me.
Right
what's your
now.
Problem?
I gotta
Ron,
look away.
Ron, we really gotta get the show pushing, dude. Can you please? Jeez. Thank you, my good dude. Thank you, good
oh
sir.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Thank you.
It was on your beard.
It's just all over the place.
Yeah, it's on your headphones.
Oh my God.
It couldn't fit. It couldn't fit. You fucking idiot.
Hey,
God damn it. God fucking damn it.
Alright, Sean, go ahead and finish your beer. And Cash, you already finished yours.
My shit's been gone, bro.
I hope we don't get pulled up.
Why didn't you just
okay.
pace yourself?
Okay, so right now, guys, you guys really didn't have to finish the beer, but I appreciate your enthusiasm.
I was
what
is
so
your
real
problem?
Quick, so real quick,
oh, fuck you, dude.
Let's get a grade. Let's
fuck you.
Let's get a grade. let's get a grade and get them out of here so we can close out the show. But what's your grade?
I'll give it a.
Yeah, it's
I'll give it a,
over.
I'll give it a 3-2. I didn't really like it because I'm me,
right?
But I get what they're going for, and I appreciate coffee flavors. I really hope he dies before the next time I have to bring him.
No, fair enough.
Ron is who I'm talking about.
Well, I know. Oh,
no one
I
can
know.
See me pointing on the podcast,
correct.
Which is why. So I'm just
right.
directing all of my energy
Damn.
Towards this fat pile of shit on my left.
Okay, pile of shit on your left. And
pile
Ron, how did you feel about the beer that you polished off? Because apparently you just went all out. You didn't have to. We could have just poured it out and cleaned the glassware out. How did you feel about that?
I'm ready for a blunt.
You're ready for a blunt. Was it satisfying? Like, what were your thoughts on it? Like. You know, I want to know what went through your head. I mean, you poured it all over your face like a fucking, like a Bukkake
worst,
video.
You
could
tell
like
it just, like, didn't fit in his mouth
I've
anymore.
No, it didn't.
It reminded me back in the trenches of Vietnam War.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
The trenches of Vietnam
when
War.
When you had a candy bar. Yeah, we know.
Okay, fair enough.
Some juicy fruit and a
so
pack
what's
of cigarettes.
So what's your score on it, you know, since you scarfed it down too fast? We're telling you to slow down this whole episode. So what's your score, bud?
You goddamn alcoholic.
I give it a out of 5, right?
Correct.
I give it a 999.
Out of
5. Out of 5.
Oh, I'm sorry. 5. I'm going to give it a 6.
You got to do a 5. Ladies and gentlemen, if you guys don't know, tomorrow Ron's working on colors and shapes. All right, so go ahead, Ron.
He is colorblind.
I'm going to give it a 3.6.
Okay.
That's what I was trying to say.
Isn't that what I gave it?
Is that what
no,
you gave it?
No.
Okay. No.
3.2.
I'm going to give it a 3.6 for the simple fact, though. Yes, it brought me back to the trenches in Vietnam,
mm-hmm.
but I did not have the violent flashbacks of the grenades. So.
Fair enough.
So.
Okay. Cash, you're up,
so,
bud.
I'm not dying inside
so,
at all.
Shut the fuck
up. I'm going to give this one a 5, mostly because I've been drinking it. Pretty regularly recently, and it's just very easy to keep down and just swallow, and I enjoy it. And you can go through a few of them without getting a head change, so I don't feel guilty about drinking like 2 at a time. So
fair enough.
Yeah.
Who's gonna go in the crazy home?
My dad.
Oh, okay, got you. All right, so we'll be right back if Chill lets us.
If we have a show.
If we have a show.
Wait, we don't have a show?
when you're Googling shit, type in OBS Beers.
Hey guys, alright guys, I want to thank Mr. Ron, I want to thank Cash, I want to thank Sean, thank you guys for coming over. Alright, so here we go, so what we're going to do is go around real quick. What was your favorite, what was your least favorite, and why? Sean?
My favorite was the first one. What was that? Little small one in the can, little yellow one.
The Blondale by Diamond Knot.
Yeah, your shouts out, big ups. My least favorite one,
the IPA.
Was probably the Ikea. Love y'all.
Yeah, that's okay.
But yeah, they set me up is what they did here.
Fair enough.
Set me up with the Great Basin sours.
Fair enough. We're popping. Yeah, their sours are fire.
We're popping, and he would do a mixture for me when we were there at the brewery. And I'm not even asking him to. He's coming out, and he did it. He was taking us from one location to the next.
The original house, yeah.
Yeah.
So they have three locations.
Yeah, he took us from one location, he took us to another, and then on the second time we went there, we went to a third one.
Correct.
That was, like, not open to the public, but
yep.
Both the ones that were open to the public, he just kept, he's like, what do you like, sours? And I'm like, yeah. And then he would just, like, me, like, I mixed this one and this one. Just yeah. a glass this big, I'm like, fuck, I don't drink beer like that. It's, like, spilling over the top. But I really do like sours, so, yeah. Like, I was drinking that. It's, like, the only... Or not the only, but it's my favorite.
He's fair really enough. Cool guy. All right, Ron, what was your favorite? What was your least favorite, bud?
My least favorite was the one that reminded me of my dad raping me.
Okay, that would be the stout.
And then my most favorite was the one that gave me a Bukkake at the end of the glass.
Okay, the Blondale then. Okay.
The Blondale that makes
fair
sense.
Enough. Cash.
My favorite is by far the Great Basin Outlaw. Mostly because I drink it a lot, so I already kind of have an affinity for it. My least favorite was, what was this blonde one again?
Diamond Knot.
The Blondale. Yeah, it was too light for me.
Okay.
I like to taste my beer. I don't like it to taste like a perfume that walked by 10 minutes ago. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, but... Okay.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
She's probably watching. I didn't mean that. Please...
She took the kids.
All right, guys, I want to thank everybody for coming in. I want to thank Sean, Cash, and Mr. Ron for coming through. I want to thank the two breweries that we were talking about. That would be Diamond Knot and Great Basin. I want to thank Chill Local Radio for letting us, you know, or at least hopefully continue being on their network after today's show. Check it out, guys. If you guys want to check us, OBS Beers on everything, just Google search OBS Beers, one word, and I promise you everything that you need is on the first page. Beer is what we have in common.
Let's enjoy a story.
And thanks for listening.
That's right, keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.